Hi, this is Madge. Let's see. Right now I'm using this new cordless microphone that I got for my video recorder, but I believe I can also adapt it for this purpose. Now, I've never used a cordless microphone before, but before I forget, let me tell you that my dear friend Fausto, Fairness, says that my voice isn't feminine enough. And he said, Madge, some people out there, they're going to think you're a man. And I said, Fausto, the nerve of you. You, of all people, who've known me for years and years, known me since I first started eating out Gussie Iskowitz, to think I'm masculine sounding. Who on earth would know that, would think, Freudian slip, who would think that I'm a woman or a man or, you know, whatever. The only reason I'm doing this podcast, aside from testing out my new microphone, is because I think I fucked up one of my links. I got to tell you, I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this podcast business. And my vagina hurts. I need to get it eaten out. Oh, I always slip on these fucking tangents. No, so I says to Gussie, Gussie, you're 70 years old. Your teeth smell like rotten cat shit. I swear, I think I have that early onset Alzheimer's because I keep changing my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I posted this last bit, which I really liked from yesterday, how I went off about the massage therapist. And it's out there, and you can retrieve it on the podcasting. But for some reason, it's not pinging the audio.weblogs.com. You know, this thing's fucking ridiculous. It's hot enough to be a famous pop celebrity, a girl band manager, with girl, of course, being spelled G-R-R-L. But now I have to be a technical repairman. I mean, it's just too much. Why does Madge Weinstein have to be everything? Why do I have to be everything for everybody? And why can't I get some goddamn remote control headphones to monitor myself? Because contrary to popular opinion, I do like the sound of my own voice. Oh, fuck. Anyway, back to... I need to find something to eat. You know, I just got back from Boca. Thank God Gussie's no longer in my face all the time with a smelly mothball-smelling vagina. And now I'm just home in Chicago where it's freezing cold. I had to work for the label all day. We had a fucking Christmas party, which was a joke. And I had signed up to bring beans, but I couldn't bring my famous Les beans because I was at the airport. So I brought airport candy. I bought some Fannie Mae, which I like. The Chinese girl brought a tiramisu cake, and I was so excited because just this morning I ate tiramisu for breakfast because there are very few things that can get me out of the stupor than tiramisu. And this was that delicious tiramisu that they have over at the Publix where it's in this special container and it's got the chocolate dropped on it and it says tiramisu written in chocolate. It's so delicious. This is just water that I'm drinking. And so the tiramisu was delicious. And, oh, God, now I'm losing my train of thought, getting delirious with the thought of this tasty food. And I says to Gussie, eat this hot thing. No. So I eat the tiramisu, woke me up. But then the Chinese girl at the label, she made this, brought in tiramisu cake, and I got all excited. And then I tasted it, and, you know, it tasted like some cheap-ass layer cake. I was so disappointed. You know, the thing with the Florida is they've got these Publix stores. And they, I don't know what it is with Publix, but these people know how to make cake. Now, Gussie said, Madge, you got to try the Publix low-fat, fat-free, no, I'm sorry, carb, low-carb ice cream from the Publix. You can't tell the difference. And so I open the fridge and I say, okay, Gussie, let's see. So I see two pint-sized containers of the Godiva ice cream. One of them is chocolate with some fudge or something. The other is the chocolate raspberry. And then below that is this big size, brick-sized container of the fat-free, low-carb, ice cream from Publix. Now, which do you think I'm going to choose, gentle audience? What do you think, the low-carb or this Publix crap? Well, I chose the Godiva, of course. And I took the Godiva, as delicious as always. I mixed the chocolate with the chocolate raspberry, whatever the fuck it is, fudgicle, I don't know. And it was so delicious. And then Gussie says, Madge, you got to try it. You got to try the low carb. I'm telling you, this isn't like any other low carb I've ever tried. I said, Gussie, you know how many times I've heard that load of shit? I've never, ever tasted some low-carb ice cream that didn't taste like shit. And I tried it, and after having my palate saturated and moistened like the goddess's blood-engorged vagina, I tasted it, and it tasted like crap. It was like, it tasted a step up from ice. It tasted like ice with some chocolate extract. Just horrible. Maybe like a teaspoon of skim milk. I don't know what this carb shit is made out of. I think it's made out of shit. Low carb. That's why it was chocolate. Because it's shit. And but anyway, I got my rocks off it seems like I just talk about food. But I really have other things to talk about. Let's just see what I can think of. Let's see. So there's the fact that I need to plug my website, the fact that there's hardly anyone listening to this, but you really need to tell your friends that there's this fabulous lesbian named Madge Weinstein, and you can reach her podcast by going to merminator.com. Now, I don't need you to send me fan mail. I get enough of that from the girl band and the ex-girlfriends, but just subscribe to the piece of shit, okay? Make mama happy. Either that or come on over here and eat this hot cunt. And you know what I'm saying. You know, it's all about pussy lips. It's all about throating my cunt. And you heard me right. I know you think that throating refers to deep throating like with the John Holmes penises. It's not. It refers to, at least what I'm pointing out, is it refers to... you can deep throat a pussy. You can. You just what you do is, first of all, it helps to have a nice loose vagina like Gussie's. Because with Gussie's vagina, Gussie Iskowitz, my girlfriend, you just take the lips and you pull them down like you're pulling down something off the shelf, except it's stuck. That's a bad analogy. I'm thinking like a. Do you remember super elastic bubble plastic? Well, it's sort of like that. It's picture a whole package of chewing gum, and you stretch it, a whole package of bubble gum, and you're just stretching that big wad of wet chewing gum out. So that's Gussie's vagina. So you take the pussy lips, and you bring them down like a big piece of cheese, and chewing gum, rather, and then you... you get disgusted, and what you do is you pull it nice and tight. And if it's a nice old vagina, it won't just snap back when you let go. It'll very slowly ooze back like gack, the substance children play with. So you let the lips slowly start to ooze back, and then you quickly put your mouth over the lips, and you sort of inhale them. So then it's more like a deep trachea, really, because it's going in your trachea. And it doesn't choke. But you see, the thrill of it is you inhale the pussy lips, and then you, before you suffocate, of course, you pull your head back, and you get this most unbelievably delicious tingling feeling in your throat as as the lips retract, and of course Gussie is moaning in ecstasy by this point. I mean, there aren't too many ways to give a 70-year-old an orgasm, but this is probably the only one that I know of. So, how much time have I been talking? Oh my God, 10 minutes, thank God. Let's see what else can I talk about? I love having this wireless microphone, but not being able to monitor myself.
Oi.
Oi vey, sorry. Ugh, I have the jet lag. So, let's see. Let's take a look at the news. What do we have here? What's going on with the moron? And the moron's hostages release all hijackers. Oh, Greece. I don't really. I go to enough diners. I don't need to worry about what's going on in Greece. You know, the Greeks own all the diners here in the United States. I don't know what's that about. And so I imagine if there was Greek hijacking, it probably had to do with olives and bringing them over to the United States for, okay. Let's see, what's going on here? Where's Maureen Dowd's column? She's always funny. Oh, I don't even feel like talking about the news. Why do I have to talk about anything? This is such bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about half the time. iPod this, iPod that, everything's with the iPod. Well, that's good, I suppose. Let's see, Best Buy. I know that's not news, but I love looking at the catalog. Oh, God, I just had a flashback of my fat boss. Let's see. I'm not being very useful to my fellow man today. I'm just basically complaining. I don't really know why. But you see, you take the good with the bad. You know, this is like radio here. And sometimes you're going to get crap, and sometimes you're going to get even more crap. And sometimes you'll have a laugh once in a while. I don't fucking know. But I do know this. I lead a very, ridiculous existence. I'm a lesbian with no kids, postmenopausal. I have to find meaning in my life. And it is therefore that I require that you listen to this garbage and share it with your friends. And if you think I should pitch shift my voice because I sound like a man, then maybe you ought to take a look in your own pants. This is Madge Weinstein saying, good night, asshole.